You're listening to the 67th year of high school basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Brought to you by Bloomington Hardware, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, IU Health Bloomington Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, Morrison's Appliances, Clean Machine Car Wash, Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, William Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, People's State Bank, Hilliard Lyons, JMS Locksmith, Commercial Service, Black Lumber, Keller Heating and Air, Smithville, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Jim Stafford Remax Acclaimed Properties, and Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration. With Chalk Talk, here's Indiana Sportscasters Hall of Famer, Joe Smith.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome once again to Conference Indiana Basketball. Road duty tonight here in Memorial Gymnasium, Columbus North. Tonight, conversation with J.R. Holmes and Panther Basketball, brought to you by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana and by Hilliard Lyons Investment Counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth. They've been doing that around these parts since 1854. Well, J.R., in the midst of a winning streak of note, and obviously right there in the hunt for a co-championship, maybe an outright title, who knows, before it's all said and done in Conference Indiana. So a big conference game tonight. But since we last left you with the mug safely tucked away for another year, you've done nothing but win, so things are on the upswing as you wind this schedule through February.
Yes, we've obviously been playing pretty well for us. We snuck through there and played decent against Martinsville and got the victory, went and played pretty good at Franklin Central, which was a huge victory on the road up there, which was really hard to play. Then we sort of lucked out the next week against Terrell South, and we didn't play real well and was fortunate enough to win at the end. And then just a wide open two-footer to tie it to send it overtime. And then we come back against Castle, and they played extremely well. They're a really good team. We had them down 30-5. And just blitzed them at the beginning, and then we come back from a Friday, Saturday, had to play Owen Valley on Wednesday, and basically didn't shoot very well, and Owen Valley played pretty hard, King Joy from them played really well, and kept the game in point distance most of the time. So, I think it's something that has gone really well for us during the course of the year. We figured out the other day that of the 19 games we've played so far, 17 of them, we have held the team under the offensive average for the year. So our defense has been keeping us in games early when our offense was sort of up and down. Now that our offense has been a little bit smoother through the last few games, the defense has stayed there too, and then we've been pretty competitive.
You're talking about a defensive yield still under 50%, or rather 50 points a ball game, and the shooting. You talk about, you mentioned the word smooth. Has smoothed things out? You're averaging 50% now on the year shooting the basketball, which is exceptional, being the fact that you've played the schedule that you've played and the defenses that you faced.
Yeah, I think we just are starting to move the ball a little bit better and getting better shots without too much dribble penetration or just one-on-one stuff. Tucker still is able to do that occasionally. He can just take the ball and get to the hoop with it and score. But everybody else, when we've played our best, it's been on the extra passes, three or four or five passes, and stepping into your shot instead of trying to drive and dipsy doodle and throw it away or falling back on your shots, which you're not going to be as good a percentage shooting as that. So I think ball movement, unselfishness, also defensively, just a few easy baskets in transition.
Tucker's going to be right up there for one of the top postseason teams individually, but here's a kid, and some kids reach a peak and then they lull off a bit, and as the season has progressed here, I can think about the 12 assists he's had on two different occasions, the 32 points you talked about, the Franklin Central game. Here's a kid that has really, I know there's been a game or two where his shooting has struggled, but his entire overall play has just really been a constant, hasn't it?
Well, this is the thing that we talked about at the very beginning of the season. It's not just that we need to be more consistent. In the first 3 years, like you pointed out, he'd score 20, then he'd score 2, then he'd score 12, then he'd score 3. This year he's been more in the 15 to 25 range most every time. And he's been a catalyst to make some key baskets for us in his tight ball games. So I've been very pleased. He's played really well. He's rebounding. He's number 2 on the team. He's number 3 on the team rebounding now. His turnovers, he's only averaging about 1 point. He handles the ball a bunch. I think that I would have to say he's had a really consistent, good, solid senior year. And every big game that we've played so far, he's matched up with other junior all-stars. And he won that battle. So, like you said, he should be in line for some kind of postseason honors.
Well, we'll worry about that when he gets here because we still have a regular season and a winning streak and a Conference Indiana championship to win. And this is one of two left in the league for the Panthers of JR. Columbus North tonight, Perry Meridian a week from tonight. And we'll be back at Memorial Gymnasium here on the grounds of Columbus North after this 1 minute break with more conversation. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. You know, you were talking about holding teams below their average X amount of points, which is incredible, again, due to this schedule that you have played entering your 20th game tonight. What's pleased you the most? Has it been the help defense? Has it been the pressure? Has it been forcing turnovers and turning those into points?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I look back and I thought maybe at the end of the year we could be 12-11. I would be pretty happy with that kind of record because of the 14 guys who've been playing on the varsity at different times, 12 of them had never been on the varsity. And I was concerned about our experience level. I was concerned about we had 13 of our 23 games were on the road. A stretch where we had 7 out of 8 on the road, 6 in a row. You know, an inexperienced team usually struggles in those kinds of situations. And so I think I'm most pleased that that we didn't get killed because of our inexperience and that we were able to go on the road and win because, you know, it's teams find out whether it's high school or college on the road, you better be ready to play because it's tough. Home teams are you know, everybody plays better at home. And so I think probably my best is that our defense has been consistent. Offensively, we're getting better. But we've not caved into the inexperience. We've not caved into being undersized. We've held our own rebounding-wise, I think, through the course of the year. And just basically an overall team mentality, getting along with each other, and it's just been a fun group to hang in there. You know, they keep fighting down the road, and instead of right now, I've sort of erased that 12-11 record I thought we might be happy with. And now we're wanting more at 15-4.
Well, you know, and that's something that I know you're proud to say because, you know, even before we did that first ball game early in the year, you were not concerned, but you talked to me about the sophomores and the juniors that you've had, the success that they have had previously with freshmen, JV teams, and then they were taking that big step up to the varsity. And, well, the kids right from the get-go bought in. They have enhanced it. They've worked hard, and that's really got to be pleasing to you.
True, and I think, it's, you know, we've done that, too, with the King boy, really having never getting to a maximum his effort because of his long situation back in the fall. So, you know, I just think that we've just, I don't know if you call it overachieved, but I just think we've played a little better, a little smarter than I anticipated, and that's always a good thing.
Well, it is indeed, and mentioning road duty, well, starting tonight, looking at the balance of the 4 games in the regular season, 3 of the next 4 are going to be on the road and away from the Holmes court. We're talking hoops with the head man of the Panthers, J.R. Holmes, and we'll continue along, have our J&S Locksmith keys to victory against Columbus North, scout report, and lots more after we come back after this 1 minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, I know early week you were on the road scouting. You had an opportunity. Columbus North played earlier this week, back on Tuesday night. A lot of Conference Indiana teams played on Tuesday night, Columbus North being one of them. Franklin beat them by 5. What'd you see? And talk to me a little about the Bulldogs under a new watch, if you will, with the new head coach that they have, Paul Ferguson.
Well, if you get there in time for pregame warm-ups or for tonight, you saw how they look like a college team. I mean, they're huge. They're young. They don't play. But they only have three seniors. Only two of them even get in the game. But they're 6'8", 6'7", 6'7". The guards are 6'3", 6'2", 6'1". They got a couple other guards. They got a nice team. When I watched them play on Tuesday, they're going to be really a force to be reckoned with here in the near future because they're young. They start sophomores and juniors, no senior starts. And Franklin played almost a perfect game against them. I mean, they just really did, really, really played well and was very patient and cut things up and got a lot of layups and was able to make some plays to get the lead and spread Columbus out. They got a Division I in the King kid. He's already got two or three Division I offers. And then they got the 6'7 Mitchell kid inside. And this number 22 is Clemens, sophomore, smooth kid. Really liked him. He's been shooting jump shots. And little guard Nathan Van Dievener didn't play two games ago. We scouted him last Saturday against East Central. He was on the bench in street clothes. And last night, I think he hit four threes. So teams have been zoning them a lot. Now they're starting to get their gel, new coach, new system, young guys, inexperienced. They're starting to play where last night Franklin had to play man against them because they were shooting the ball so well. Then that opens up their 6'7", 6'8", 6'7", inside, which is a big concern for us.
Well, and that's a testament. You talk about Ferguson taking over for Jason Spear. You know, and it takes a while, through the start of the year, to the flip of the calendar to 2016, they are a 1-7 ball club. So they've done their winning to date, and I guess it just has taken time and for the kids to buy in, as you say, to a new coach, a new system.
Yeah, and most of the time the losses have been really close. They've had a couple games they didn't compete very well at Southport and I think at Noblesville. But I mean, I guess I'm getting older. I just don't know. When I go scout, I'd say I'm never going to go again because they look really good to me. They're big. They handle the ball. They move the ball. Franklin's just a little bit. Franklin's 12-5 or 13-5. So Franklin's a really good team. Southport only beat them 3 points last Saturday. So it tells you the caliber team Franklin is. If you look at Columbus North's record, they have not won a game on the road. Every one of their wins are at home, and that's what we're playing at tonight, Joe. We're playing there. So they're a much, much better team, and that's usually true of an inexperienced team, you know. They've struggled when they went on the road because they didn't have a Blackwell or a Coyle who played varsity for them last year consistently. King started, but he wasn't the main gun. You know, he had the three senior that were big-time all-Division I players. And so I think that the inexperience hurt them on the road, but at home, they've been very, very, very competitive.
You know, and that being said, and we'll just throw this in as a key to victory tonight, starts on the road for your ball club. And I mean, you know, you were away from home for, what, a 7-8 game stretch there. It seems to me, and obviously I follow your ball club, that it's been the rule rather than the exception that your team is ready to play regardless of where the game is played, and you've gotten off to good starts. How key will that be tonight, then?
Well, I think big time, because if they get the lead and they can get – then they can go back into their zone, you know, they're big guys, and then you got to hit perimeter shots, and you only get one shot against them. If you can make them have to guard you a little bit, they're big guys. I hope we'll have a hard time guarding Hunter and Chance and Tucker on the perimeter. You know, we've only had, like you said, twice. I think Avon and the Noblesville tournament got off to a really bad start when their kid had about 20 points in the first quarter on us, and we got down 18. And then the other time we got down was at Floyd Central. Other than that, you're correct. We played pretty well throughout the tip and through the course of those games. That's huge when you're on the road. You don't get caught up in their fans and their situation and sort of puts them on their heels a little bit.
Do you tinker with zone? Do you incorporate it? I know you've played it from time to time, obviously, depending upon who the opponent is. This one is a tall opponent, much like a Martinsville or, you know, some teams that, you know, have a good inside game. What's in the ball of wax tonight defensively?
Well, we zoned Southport, and they were huge. We zoned Lawrence North, and they were huge. They're huge tonight. So you would probably have a chance to see some zone.
My answer starts with a Z, O-N-E, as in zone. So we'll see how much they play. Our J&S Locksmith Keys to Victory brought to you by Max and Jimmy at 508 West 17th Street. Elsewhere tonight, back to Conference Indiana play. The Cougars are at Terre Haute North. And elsewhere, all nine conference games, Garin Catholic at Franklin Central, Southport plays at Warren, Chris Byers is Warriors, and West Vigo at Terre Haute South. You've been listening to comments tonight on the Chalk Talk pregame show with Panther head man J.R. Holmes. Now stay tuned. John Callahan joins me as always. We'll continue to have more from Memorial Gymnasium here at Columbus North, the Bulldogs and the Panthers, Little Conference Indiana. Basketball action on a Friday night. Back after this two-minute break, you're listening to South Panther Basketball.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and John Callahan.
So the intent tonight to continue the winning streak and to deadlock things in Conference Indiana with the Southport Cardinals and a possible co- or even outright title later in the season. Tonight on the road here in Bartholomew County in the city of Columbus and the Columbus North Bulldogs of Paul Ferguson, along with our producer, Jim Ritter, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. John Callahan alongside and all of our sponsors. From spacious Memorial Gymnasium on the grounds of Columbus North High School, a Conference Indiana Friday night with the Panthers of J.R. Holmes. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith. And as always, it's time for our Spotlight Players of the Game, sponsored by Bloomington Hardware. Here's John.
Okay, Joe, for the Bloomington South Panthers, Hunter Lloyd, 6'2 senior. Over his last three games, has hit 13 of 18 from the field, 3 of 6 behind the line. That included a 3 of 3 performance behind the line against Franklin Central, averaging 10 points, 3 rebounds over the last three ball games of the year, averaging right at 9 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal a contest, 64% of his field goals, 41% of his 3 ball attempts. He is a 65% free throw shooter. For the Columbus North Bulldogs, 6'8" junior Alex King leads the Bulldogs in virtually every offensive category, 14 points, 8 rebounds a game, hitting on 54% of his field goals, 27% behind the line, a 72% free throw shooter. He's averaging close to 2 steals a game, so he's very active in the passing lanes. Hunter Lloyd for the Bloomington South Panthers. Alex King of Columbus North, our players in the spotlight.
And our player spotlight brought to you by Bloomington Hardware. You can shop Bloomington Hardware on the corner of College Mall Road and Covenant Drive this Valentine's weekend. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 until 7, Sunday 10 until 6. Your local True Value Start Right. Start here, celebrating now over 30 years on the east side. Well, earlier tonight in the JV game, Aaron Parker's crew continues along unbeaten. They're 18-0. They had to hustle to beat Columbus North 33-30, surviving a possible three-point fall that could have tied the game and sent it into overtime. Garrett Hickman had 11 points, Trey Bamba with 9, and Christian Paycheck with 7. The Panthers win it 33-30. We'll be back to take more of a peek at tonight's Conference Indiana game, our People's State Bank starting lineups, meet the officials, and lots more when we come back after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer tonight on a Friday night, Jim Ritter, Joe Smith, and John Callahan from Memorial Gymnasium here at Columbus North. Time to meet our officials, brought to you by the People's State Bank, a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for now well over 100 years, a bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. Well, the head man of the crew tonight will be a veteran in the IHSA ranks, and that is Scott Adams from New Albany, Rick Norris from Greenwood, and Matt Knezovich from Terre Haute are the three whistle tutors tonight. Panthers will be dressed in their road purple tonight, the Terre Haute North Columbus Bulldogs. Coached, John, by a new coach, Paul Ferguson, taking over for Jason Spear. Of course, Spear going through that traumatic experience last year with the Spidell young man. In his first year is Paul, but he's been around the block coaching high school ball over in Illinois, was an assistant at Wheaton, 139-66 in 8 years on the high school beat. And obviously, as JR was pointing out, a 1-7 ball club prior to January, they've done all of their winning here at home.
Yeah, they really picked it up after opening of the year, 1-7. Four of their last seven games they have won. When they win by an average of 8.5 points. But when they lose big. Of course, they've had, they lost to Southport by 41 points, and they lost to Noblesville by 28. So those are a couple of the big losses here. But, again, it's a team, I think it's still the feeling out process between the players and the coaches, and they hope to be on the same page probably by the tournament. Hopefully they're not on the same page tonight.
Well, everybody, and mentioning tournaments, and we'll have the presentation of the colors here in 19 seconds before the clock sounds. But Columbus North tomorrow, and they're loaded, of course, the Columbus North girls, top-ranked in the state, the defending 4A titleist in girls ball. They will host the regional tomorrow as they, along with Evansville Central, Center Grove, and BNL. Columbus North talked to Pat McKee earlier tonight. They're loaded, and they're expecting a near sellout crowd tomorrow as they take on Center Grove, Evansville Central, and BNL, who's also on the upswing, will play in game two. Now, before we have our starting lineups, let's go to the public address announcer and have the presentation of our colors and our playing and singing of the national anthem.
Respect everyone here tonight and treat everyone as you would like to be treated. Now, to honor our country, please rise as you are able for the playing of our national anthem.
We want to take another time out. We're going to come back. We'll continue our pregame show at starting lineup.
Well, the Columbus North Bulldog Band with the playing of our national anthem. Let's take a look at the Jim Stafford Remax Acclaim Properties, the starting lineups. First of all, for the Panthers, they'll start Josh Hall, a 6'5", a junior, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds in one forward spot, along with Hunter Lloyd, 6'2", a senior. 8 points on the scoring average, nearly 5 rebounds. Chance Coyle will be on the wing, 6'3", sophomore, 12.4 on the scoring average, 6 rebounds the ball game. And he'll be joined in backcourt by Phil King, the 6-foot sophomore, averaging 4.5 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists a game. And Tucker Blackwell, the veteran senior, averaging just under 20 points a ball game, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and 4 assists a ball game. So Josh Hall, Phil King, Tucker Blackwell, Hunter Lloyd, and Chance Coyle as they dim the lights here a bit here at Memorial Gymnasium. I always take my little flashlight when they do that for IU games so we can continue on.
But
I'll dispense. Let me see if I can get my you get that high-priced rental phone that you use in the city. Let's take a look at the Columbus North Bulldogs. They're 6-12, 2-3 in the league. Bloomington South, by the way, 4-1. A win tonight will be their 10th in a row. Southport playing a non-conference game. So South can knock things at the top at 5-1. They'll start Alex King, a 6'8 junior, and boy, he's one of the better juniors in the state, averaging 14 points, 8 rebounds, 6'8 junior, over 2 assists and 2 steals a game. The other frontliner will be Jalen Clemens, a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 8 points. Trey Vincent, 6'1, a sophomore, will be the point guard tonight, averaging 5.5 points and 3 rebounds, along with 3 assists. Ethan Mitchell is due to start up front at the other forward spot, a 6'7 junior. He's been coming on strong for Paul Ferguson. averaging 4 points and three rebounds. And the other starter will be Nathan Van Dievener. He'll be alongside of Trey Vincent in backcourt, a 5'11 junior. He, too, in double figures, scoring with a near 13-point average, couple of rebounds. Columbus North dressed in their home whites with blue trim and blue piping. And they will be going. The Panthers will be coming toward us, going from right to left on the radio dial, and we're just about set as the official for tonight's game, Scott Adams from New Albany, will be tossing the pumpkin up, and our tip-off is being sponsored by Black Lumber. Well, we see Alex King jumping in against with Hunter Lloyd, who can jump out of the gym, and the tip is knocked around, and Lloyd got his own tip, and that is perfectly legal. He knocked it far enough out of the center circle to grab his own tip, and the Panthers have the basketball, and we're underway. Working the half court, that is Hall out to Tucker Blackwell. Tucker takes the dribble left side of the key over to Coyle, back to Josh Hall as the Panthers work the half court. Nice screen set up by Hunter Lloyd. Shot fake by Tucker, got it right back off the glass, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
Very patient. The Panthers were on their first possession, but it was a design play. Tucker Blackwell taking it strong for the 23. He's down. He's going to the free throw line.
Ethan Mitchell picking up the personal foul. We were talking about Mitchell. He didn't start earlier in the year, and now the 6'7 junior averaging over 4 points and about four rebounds. Here's Tucker at the free throw line, and he misses here. A 71% free throw shooter. South is continuing to climb as a team, 73%. And so has that field goal percentage average. That's one of the reasons they have a 9-game winning streak going into this one, 50% from the field. Tucker's in the books. Panthers lead it 1-0 here early. Here comes Van Dievener. He'll run the point. The 5'11 junior coming out and getting the ball is Jalen Flemons. They like this kid. He's only a sophomore. Back to Van Dievener. To Flemons now playing the high post. Panthers dressed in their purple tonight, playing their traditional man-to-man. Out getting the basketball is Alex King, and now he drifts down into the low post, taking the shot, rolling around, and hitting it. And that was Jalen Flemons. Flemons inside, a 50% score, and Columbus leads it early, 2-1. Chance Coyle, a three ball from the left wing, a terrible shot, didn't even hit the rim. Here comes Alex King. They hurry the basketball across the timeline. Down on the wing left, Flemons, and now they give it to Van Dievener. He'll handle the basketball about 90% of the time at the point. Alex King, lanky young man. He can flat shoot the basketballs, having a terrific junior year. And you heard JR applaud him in the pregame show. Taken by Van Dievener, a three, no good, but rebounded out there by Ethan Mitchell. Over to King. King trying to drive against King, and he's going to be called on a charge. Okay, that was a nice defensive play by Phil King. But the personal foul, an offensive foul, and a turnover. Alex King picking up his first. That's the team's second. And now Columbus North will apply a little full-court pressure. Ferguson spent a couple of years at Wheaton College as an assistant coach before he had an opportunity to get back in high school basketball. Coaching in the Illini State, as I mentioned, all the way to the glass. A dump off by King over to Coyle. There's a three by Hunter Lloyd. No good. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball.
Maybe that time, Joe, maybe a little overpassing on the part of the Panthers.
Josh Hall will trigger it out for Southside. They trail early, 2-1, 6-11 to play in the opening quarter. Tucker backs it up, gets the pass right back from Coyle. Now he deals it over to Hunter, or rather to Chance. In the high post is Phil King. Going to the glass, Hunter Lloyd misses here. Fight for the rebound, and Lloyd has his foot on the inline, and it'll be over to Columbus North. Panthers a trail early. Tonight's broadcast being brought your way by Comprehensive Financial Consultants. David Hayes in the group. Off for President's Day, by the way. Most offices are closed on Monday, except the city of Bloomington. Callahan's got a lot of water main breaks to fix in the city, so he cannot afford a day off. Down to the low post, spinning in is Mitchell. There's a shot by Flemons, no good. Fight for the rebound, a loose ball, picked off by Josh Hall. Up court pass over to Phil King. Tucker Blackwell, a 16-footer, got it. Tucker Blackwell gives the Panthers a 3-2 lead, and the ball's deflected out of bounds by Hunter Lloyd. It'll be Columbus North basketball. JV's won tonight. They're 18-0 as Garrett Hickman had 11 points. to Faye Aaron Parker's crew to a 33-30 victory. Van Dievener with the basketball clears it out now. Mitchell Kelly has checked into the ball game, and he goes down on the wing left. Van Dievener comes out, gets the ball, now to Kelly. Kelly left side, lob pass high into Alex King. Defense by Josh Hall, up over Hall, and it rolls off, and Josh got it.
Josh did a pretty good job, Joe, defensively that time. But again, King's about 3-4 inches taller than him, and is able to use his height to his advantage.
So Josh picks up his first personal foul, and Alex King to the free throw line. He's one of the better, he is the best free throw shooter on this club, shooting 79%. Columbus North as a team has just been terrible. 61% this year from the line, which is just bad. And it's hurt them in a couple of their ball games. They've been in a lot of games, but they've lost them as King hits both from the line. He's got a beautiful release, and he's in the books, and Columbus North back in front 4-3. Bill King across the timeline gives the ball over to Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell defensed out there by Jalen Flemons. And Coyle loses the basketball. Pass breaking, and they throw it away. Columbus North, it goes out of bounds. Let's see, did a Panther touch it? I don't think so. It'll be South basketball. So they trade turnovers. Coyle just got in too big of a hurry that time and lost control of his dribble. And then King threw it away, trying to start a fast break. Tucker Blackwell will trigger it in just in front of the scorer's bench. They've done some remodeling here at Memorial Gymnasium since the last time we've been over here. Very well done. Kudos to Jeff Hester, the outstanding AD. Tucker a three, no good. Long to the left, rebounded out of there, Van Dievener. They're on the run, and he drops it inside. Down on the wing off of the release, and that is Alex King. So King, off to a great scoring night, has all 7 points. I take that back. He's got 5 points. 5 of the 7, and a 7-3 lead, and the Panthers are down. Lloyd inside. We've got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called, I believe, on a Columbus North Bulldog, and I believe it's Ethan Mitchell.
He's number 2 on the young man.
So the 6'7 junior might see Stephon Petersmith here in a bit. They won't lose anything in size, but he's kind of been in the doghouse, we hear. Here's Hunter Lloyd at the free throw line, a very good free throw shooter, although his average has dipped a little bit. Lloyd connecting there. Vincent will be coming, or rather Mitchell, Ethan Mitchell, leaves. And we'll get his substitution here in a second. It's
Trey Vincent.
It is Trey Vincent. Hunter Lloyd hits both free throws, a 65% free throw shooter, and it's going to be, as South deflects it out of bounds, Columbus North basketball. 4:06 to play. We're in the opening quarter here at Memorial Gymnasium. Panthers looking for their 10th in a row and a share of the Conference Indiana lead at the top. Still a few games to play, two after tonight, or one after tonight for Bloomington South. King down on the wing. They release it over to Mitchell Kelly, and now he gives it to Van Dievener. Van Dievener, a good three-point shooter. They work it around the horn. Van Dievener, ball overhead. Kelly, King walked, and no call. He's still on the dribble, held up now in defense well, and a nice steal by Tucker Blackwell. A man to beat, put up a shot, got it, count it, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot and try to complete the three-point play.
Jay Joyce looked much stronger here in his senior year. He was able to finish on that play.
Tucker off to a good scoring night with 5 points. We told you he's averaging just a tick or two below 20. 19.4, 4 rebounds. And back to the line to try to complete the three-point play to give the Panthers the lead. And Tucker, again, he's been up and down from the line this year. He's 1 of 3. A good start scoring-wise with 5, but he's missed 2 free throws. We're tied at 7. Down on the wing, Van Dievener, and he throws it away. Here comes Phil King. Leading the break, he'll take it to the glass. He lost the ball out of bounds. Yep. Good call. Both officials conferring there. Didn't take him long. Phil just lost the dribble after he made a nice steal on the play.
2 turnovers for the Panthers, 4 for Columbus North.
Well, South has been real good here all season long, taking care of the ball, turning it over less than 10 a ball game. And now we got a block along the sidelines. And I believe they got Tucker Blackwell, and they did.
He was trying to get the ball away from Mitchell Kelly.
7-7 ball game. They trigger it out. Van Dievener, right side of the key. Pull way outside now is Jalen Flemons. Young sophomore averaging a near 8 points a ball game for Paul Ferguson. Good ball movement in the Columbus half court. Down on the wing right now is Flemons. He's defensed by Tucker Blackwell. Inside three to play. Tied at seven as Columbus North continues their motion offense. Alex King back to Van Dievener, a three. Van Dievener, well, they've knocked down a couple. King has one, Van Dievener the other, and Columbus North leads it 10-7. Its biggest lead has been four here in the opening quarter. Hunter Lloyd shut off, trying to find a little crevice in that paint inside. Could not do so. Deals it out now to Tucker Blackwell. They work it over to Phil King, and Phil comes out, and he'll run the point now with 2:22 to play in the opening quarter. Defense, Columbus North in a man-to-man. Coyle's shot is rejected by King, and then the ball's almost stolen away, deflected by Phil King out of bounds. It'll be Columbus North basketball, and what a great play that was, John, by Alex King on the rejection of Chance Coyle.
Yeah, it was a design play. Coyle taking it strong to the hoop, and Mr. King showed his verticality with that block.
Bulldogs playing well. All of their wins this year have come right here on this floor, Memorial Gymnasium. Van Dievener getting the release pass from Flemons. Ball overhead, looking for the cutter. Deals it over to Mitchell Kelly. Trying to set the screen over there is Flemons. He cannot do so. With the basketball now is Trey Vincent, the young sophomore. Backing inside, offensive foul called, and that was a good one, and that was Flemons. 14th foul, make it the 15th foul on Columbus North already.
Yeah, Tucker Blackwell doing a great job of establishing position, and he drew the charge.
Here comes Connor Seifers into the ball game, the 6'2 senior, and getting a breather. Sitting down, I believe, is Phil King. Yeah, Tucker's in there. Seifers with the basketball, a good ball handler. Both he and Ben Chasteen, another fellow senior, knowing their roles this year. And they very seldom make mistakes when they're in there, and it's icing on the cake when they can score some points and deal off some assists and get some rebounds. 10-7, nice move by Hunter Lloyd inside. 57% shooter in the paint. He's got four, and it's 10-9. Here comes Van Dievener the other way. A minute 16 to play in the opening quarter. Columbus North with a one-point lead. With it is Mitchell Kelly, bounces it on the right wing, ball overhead, Trey Vincent. Now Alex King pulled way outside, down on the wing left is Flemons. Back inside, they like to go inside, and that is Vincent, and he deals it out to Flemons, and he guns in a regular field goal. His second of the ball game, he's got four, and it's back to a three-point lead. So the South Panthers got off to a quick start. I say quick, they had the early lead, but it's been Columbus North hanging right in there, shooting the ball well, and they lead it by three. On the give and go as they work half court. Nice stop go, and now held up is Tucker Blackwell, and we got a travel call against Josh Hall or Chance Coyle.
Part of the problem for the Panthers, they only got two guys that scored at this point. Got to get more people involved offensively.
And that's Tucker Lloyd and Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell with five and Lloyd with four, and that's it. And Columbus North, Paul Ferguson wants one shot, and he'll get it. The Bulldogs will be leading at the end of the first quarter. Van Dievener across the timeline, works it down on the right wing, and Seifers shuts him off, and now we got a timeout called. So we'll break for a half minute with just 18 and a half seconds to play here on our commercial service scoreboard. 12-9, Columbus North on top of the Panthers by three, back and a half. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to Memorial Gymnasium on a Conference Indiana Friday night. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer, Jim Ritter. Good crowd tonight, 12-9 with 13 seconds to play and the clock running, and Alex King is out one-on-one against Hunter Lloyd. Deals it inside, and they throw the basketball away, or do they? Last touch by a Bulldog, and that was Jalen Flemons. He couldn't hold on to it. So it'll be a Panther basketball.
Six turnovers for the Bulldogs.
12-9, so I erred when I told you Columbus North would have the final shot. They might not have the lead if they could dump a three-inch. Hans will take it, a long 40-footer. In and out, no good. It would have counted had it gone. It did not. South trails Columbus North 12-9. At the end of one here at Memorial Gymnasium on our commercial service scoreboard. Back with second quarter action after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. 12-9 as we go to the second quarter. Tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by Green & Schultz Trial Lawyers. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect, call Green & Schultz. Or go online, the best yet way to do it, greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you. Columbus North side out. We'll give you the shooting splits here in a second. South trailing Columbus North at the end of 1-12-9. Columbus North, Van Dievener with the basketball, deals it over to Trey Vincent. Vincent almost threw it away. Peter Smith has checked into the ball game for the first time. He's been averaging 15 and a half, but he's kind of been in the doghouse for Coach Ferguson. There's a little runner. Was that the Algie?
That was Van Dievener.
It was a Van Dievener. Van Dievener now with 5 points and the biggest lead of the ball game, 14-9 for Columbus North. They had a 7-3 lead in the opening quarter. With it is Hunter Lloyd. What a move that was by Hunter. Hunter scoring well, but he and Blackwell, the only Panther scorers. He's got a half a dozen, Lloyd does. And the Panther trailers now by three, 14-11. Thought I saw Algie. No, he's not in there. They do have a new face. We'll get him in a second. With the basketball, I think that's Schrober. And it looks like he inside. Oh, a nice pass inside over to Peter Smith. He couldn't finish, and it's rebounded out of there by Josh Hall. 14-11 as Hunter Lloyd comes down, and he'll make the pass in the half court over to Tucker Blackwell. Shot fake. And down on the wing now is Connor Seifers, who stays in the ball game. He releases the ball on the right wing over to Chance Coyle. We got a travel call against Chance. That's a couple of times he's been called for dragging his foot.
Okay, Joe, that's Trenton Kelly. That's the extra guy on the floor.
Trenton Kelly?
Trenton Kelly, freshman.
So Trenton Kelly, a young freshman, and he hasn't been playing all that much, but we've got him in the book now. Good size, 6'4", for a freshman. He actually is listed as a swing man. Shot taken and hit. Jalen Clemens now with 6 points. He's got a nice release. Columbus North averaging only 52 points a ball game, and they haven't been shooting all that well, 42%. Hunter Lloyd deals it over to Josh Hall. He'll fire out of the right wing, one and done, south. No body underneath the rebound except white shirts. Van Dievener shot fake from three-ball range. Columbus North with a second 5-point lead of the ball game. We're inside 6 minutes here in the second quarter. We got a whistle and a foul on the Panther.
Seifers too close.
So Connor picks up the personal foul. That is only the third team foul on the Panthers, who trail here, getting off to a slow start. And that's something, well, we talked about how well it has been this year for Southside, getting off to good starts, whether it be at home or on the road against this tough schedule they play. Shot by Van Dievener. It's 18-11 now.
Got to get somebody on him.
Van Dievener now with 7 points here. He's been averaging about 12 and a half, and J.R. Holmes wants a timeout. Looks like a full break. We'll take one for 1 minute with 5:40 to play. 18-11. Columbus North on our commercial service scoreboard. Back in a minute. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, Josh Hall just has delivered a monster dunk going down inside the paint to draw the Panthers to within five as we come back to action on a Friday night. It's been a good Columbus North start. They have the basketball. Vincent deals it down on the wing. Another new face into the lineup is J.D. Harris. Boy, they're playing freshmen and sophomores against the Panthers. Inside, Peter Smith. He'll fire, roll off, cleared out of there by Hall. So Josh, a monster dunk, the last possession. Here comes Tucker Blackwell. He'll stop and fire a three-pointer, hit iron high, loose ball rebound, fight for the rebound. On the floor, cleared out of there by Columbus North. They get the 50-50 ball. With the basketball, down on the wing is Trey Vincent. 18-13, Columbus North with a 5-point lead in the basketball with 4.5 to play here in the first half or in the second quarter if you just dialed us up. Vincent heels it over to Van Dievener. He wants him to come, and, well, signals now, and that's J.D. Harris. Comes and gets the ball as Van Dievener goes down on the wing right. Panthers have gone to a zone, and they have had success playing zone, and they're in a 2-3 right now. Try to cool Columbus North off. I don't know if we gave you the shooting splits out of that first quarter or not, John.
Well, the Panthers only hit 33% in the first quarter, 3-9. Columbus North hit 67%, 4-6.
Well, story told there. Shot out of the corner, misfired there by Van Dievener. Cleared off. J.D. Harris, what a move inside. Count it.
Nope, badly.
They wipe it away, and it wasn't Harris. It was Trey Vincent. So the turnover wipes out the basket. As Columbus North coming out hot, shooting 67% in the opening quarter. And Paul Ferguson not agreeing with that. This is his ninth year as a head coach. As I mentioned, he spent 8 years over in Illinois coaching high school ball. Tucker on the move, put up a shot. He's fouled going in. I think Keller could have been King. We'll wait and see. Yep, Alex King picks up his second personal foul. Comes with 3:35 to play here in the first half. And Tucker Blackwell back at the free throw line, which is fine and well. But now Tucker has to start hitting him. He's off to a slow start tonight. He's got 5 points, but he's only one of three from the line. He connects there. 71%, as I told you. Chance Coyle is the leading free throw shooter, 87 on a ball club that's hitting 73% from the line this year. Tucker rolls it around and stays in the cylinder and falls through. That's more like it. He's got 7 now. Hunter Lloyd with 6 and Josh Hall with 2, and that's it. But that said, the 7-point lead cut down to 3. 3:24 to play, and the Panthers stay in their zone. Chris Bamba, by the way, has checked into the ball game, and Phil King has checked back in. He started, obviously. Hall playing the middle in the 3-2 on the 2-3, rather, on the backside, along with Coyle and Tucker Blackwell on the right wing. Down on the wing, that's J.D. Harris inside now, spinning, firing. Clemens no good, and Blackwell on the rebound. Tucker on the dribble, across the timeline he comes, and now holds it up and run the offense. Over to Chance Coyle. Coyle being Harris by J.D. Harris. Oh, nice pass inside, and Josh Hall finishes it off. Laid it off the glass that time, and now Paul Ferguson wants a timeout, and a full one it is. With 2:44 to play in the opening half, we're in the second quarter on our commercial service scoreboard. Panthers on a 6-0 run. They've got a 7-point lead down to 1. 18-17 Columbus North. Back in a minute. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to Memorial Gymnasium. Columbus North's Paul Ferguson wanting and getting a timeout. South on a 6-0 run as they have drifted back into a zone. It's causing Columbus North some shooting problems. Out of the corner, that is King, and as I say that, he hits a three. That's his second in the ballgame.
Yeah, he just barely got set and let that thing fly.
Yeah, he did. A quick release by the young man, one of the top juniors in the state, a 6'8". Junior player inside Tucker Blackwell rolls it off the rim, and King's on the rebound. Fast break, and Clemens quickly, and they lose the ball on a bad pass and a lost possession that time as Ethan Mitchell is checked back into the ball game playing with two personal fouls, and he threw the ball away. So South will have it, trailing 21-17. Their biggest deficit has been 8. And they have not led since early in the ball game. Out of the corner, Chris Bamba, 3. No good. High rebound. Josh Hall with the offensive rebound. Deals it over to Lloyd. Three ball by Phil King. No good. And King tracks it down. And I'm talking about Alex King of Columbus North. Quickly in the half court. Down on the wing, Clemens. They clear it to Trey Vincent. Good-looking sophomore. And as I say that, he throws the ball away. And there's two straight lost possessions for Columbus North playing with a 4-point lead, John. And that'll drive a coach crazy.
Yeah, Columbus North now with 9 turnovers. What's driving JR crazy? At least until they can start hitting them. Bloomington South 0 for 7 from behind the line.
Yep. Well, it's been an exception to the rule because generally they've been a good 3-point shooting team, hitting just under 40% on the year, which is excellent considering the 19 opponents they played, and a bulk of them have been high-quality opponents with good, solid defenses. South trails, but they have the basketball. Ben Chasteen has checked into the ball game. He clears it now over to Tucker Blackwell. A minute 18 to play here before halftime. JV's won. They're 18-0. 33-30 the final. Garrett Hickman with 11 in that ball game. Garrett got the scoring help from Trey Bamba, who had 9, and Christian Paycheck was 7. Panthers with a minute to play in the half court. Spin dribble inside. Nice pass by Blackwell over to Hall. And they've had no answer here lately for Josh Hall. And the Panthers are right back in it. Not that they were out of it, but they were down 18-11. And this is a nice run by the Southsiders, as they have outscored now Columbus 8-3 in this mini run. With the basketball is Mitchell Kelly. Down on the wing. High overhead, Trey Vincent trying to find King inside. Well, I take that back. Alex King is going out, at least for now. He's playing with two personal fouls, and Paul Ferguson didn't want to risk a third. Down to 20 seconds to play, and Columbus North will look for the final shot here. Dribbling the basketball is Trey Vincent. Takes it from right to left, down on the wing. It's down to 11 seconds to play. Clemens has had a good scoring night in the opening half. With it now, a spin dribble, almost lost, picking it up. And Trey Vincent over to Mitchell Kelly, and his pocket is picked by Tucker Blackwell, who flings it after he stole the ball. A three-pointer that fell short, and that's the end of the first half. South trails it, going into the dressing room. Columbus North with a 21-19 lead here at halftime on our commercial service scoreboard. Before we start our halftime, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370.
WGCL Bloomington.
And our commercial service scoreboard here at half. Columbus North 21-19 over Bloomington South. Tonight's halftime show is brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana and by J&S Locksmith and Keller Heating and Air. Go online and see how they can keep you nice and toasty the rest of the winter, and it's flat going to be cold, until at least next weekend. Go online at kellerheating.com. John will have his numbers. We'll return here at halftime and lots more after this two-minute break on our commercial service halftime report. 21-19. Columbus North with a two-point lead. Back in the couple. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome to our halftime show to Basketball Friday Night from here in Columbus, Bartholomew County, Columbus North High School, venerable 7,200-seat Memorial Gymnasium. Host to the Girls Regional tomorrow, and mentioning that, the best of luck to Gary Sims and the Etchewood Lady Mustangs. They're tackling Lebanon, 10th ranked in the state, over at Danville in the noon game. Lady Mustangs 17-9, coming off WIC and sectional championship years. And we wish them well tomorrow night, tipping it at noon. They got a girl, Lebanon does, that's been averaging 36 points a ball game this year. She's only 6th ranked in the state. That is unbelievable. Man, I can't think of her name, but I believe she's going to Butler. But anyway, that's obviously one concern. But, hey, the way the girls from Edgewood scrap around and play defense, it wouldn't surprise me to see them play for a championship. Rebuff Jesuit and is in the other half of the bracket, and my memory cannot recall who that other team is playing in the girls regional. I'll think of it here sooner or later. While I have a minute, I want to talk to you about Circling Monday, January 29th. It's an MCCSC community conversation presented by the school corporation starting at 7 o'clock at Jackson Creek Middle School. It's called Sportsmanship Keeping the Games Great. Bobby Cox is dropping down, the commissioner of the IHSAA. JR is going to participate. Meg Montgomery, of course, the outstanding softball coach and state champion. Mike Mosbrucker from Bloomington North, the AD, along with assistant principal Marcus Devereaux, Dave Piller, who you heard with Jim Inman, the guys in Bloomington Review right before our Friday night high school game. David, of course, is the principal of Jackson Creek. Mark Sterner, the sports area manager for the city of Bloomington, Parks and Rec. And also on the panelists will be a few others. It's all brought to you by Bow City High Schools. It's free and open to the public. Parking available on site, and the doors open at 6:30. So a night of great conversation. We'll have more on that, some of my reports here as we lead up to that. But it's Monday the 29th. Sportsmanship keeping the games great. Co-sponsored by the IHSAA. John will be back to run down the first half scoring on our commercial service halftime report. Columbus North. Biggest lead was 7, 18-11. South's biggest lead was 2 points, and that's been it. It's been a little lean shooting. John will tell you the why. Columbus North leads 21-19 at the end of the first 16 minutes of this ball game. This is a key road stop for Bloomington South in an effort to win possibly an outright Conference Indiana championship and nothing less, maybe a shared championship with Southport, who beat Bloomington South back in December. We're back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
Back Memorial Gymnasium. The Bloomington South Panthers fell by 2 here at halftime, 21-19. They did renovation here at Memorial Gymnasium, and they used to have those shooter-friendly rims over here, Joe. Maybe that was part of the renovation. They took those out, at least from Bloomington South's perspective. Panthers really struggled from the field, hitting only 39% of their shots in the first half, putting 0-for-7 behind the line. Columbus North hitting 57%. They cooled off in the second quarter after hitting 67% in the first 8 minutes. Columbus North 3-of-5 behind the line for 60%. Columbus North has the advantage in the rebounding department, 10-5. The Bulldogs have 10 turnovers. Bloomington South has 4. Only 3 players have scored for each team. Bloomington South played by Tucker Blackwell, 7 points. Tucker 2-of-5 from the field, 3-of-5 from the free throw line. Tucker has 2 steals. Then you have Josh Hall and Hunter Lloyd, each with 6. Hall hit 3-of-4 from the field in the first half. Kind of got his game energized when he threw down a slam. That was then he hit a couple of more field goals after that for his 6 points. Hunter Lloyd scoring 4 of the 6 points in the first quarter. Alex King leading Columbus North with 8. Nathan Van Dievener has 7. Jalen Fleming grabbing out the scoring with 6 points. Panthers have to get more guys involved in the scoring column here tonight. To this point, though, still game well in reach. They trail by 2 here at the half, 21-19 on our commercial service scoreboard.
And it'll be side out as we begin the second half to Bloomington South. As John told you, almost scoring by invitation only. 3 players on both teams have done all of the scoring. Hall was 6, Blackwell 7, and Hunter Lloyd was 6. And here come the Panthers, and we're underway in the second half, 21-19. As we begin second half action, same starting 5 that greeted the tab. Lloyd down on the baseline, put up a wild shot. It's cleared out of there by Mitchell Kelly, who was a non-starter. Now he threw it away. He'll be back on the bench for Paul Ferguson. Inside, nice release pass. That Chance Coyle rolled it in. So Coyle picks up his first 2 points of the ball game on a nice feed pass by Tucker Blackwell. Here comes Columbus North. With it is Kelly over to Van Dievener. They release it now. Jalen Flemons inside. King getting active. Put up a shot. Got his own rebound. Fight for the rebound. Cleared out of there. Tucker Blackwell leading the break. Over to Chance Coyle on the left wing now. He waits for Blackie. And now Tucker spins inside. What a move. Put up a shot. Not enough on the ball. And it barely touched the iron. Here comes King. Alex the other way. Columbus North hurries their offense now. With it is Mitchell Kelly, left side of the key. Tosses it down the right wing now. They work it around. Ethan Mitchell had it for a second. Van Dievener back outside to Mitchell Kelly. Tied at 21. 6:44 in the ball game in the third quarter. Just underway here in the third quarter. Coyle all over Kelly. He finally had to release the ball and does to Jalen Flemons. Over to Nathan Van Dievener. Good matchup for Phil King tonight. Kelly's gotten the ball back on the wing. Van Dievener trying to post low is King. Good defense by Josh Hall. Hall's done a nice job, and as John told you, woke up in the second quarter with a slam dunk that got his scoring night rolling. He's got 6 points. We got a personal foul call.
So Joe, the Panthers only had 3 fouls called on in the first half, so that's good, and that's Phil King's first personal foul.
Yep. So Anon obviously shooting free throw. That being said, the Panthers shot seven, missed two, and both of them by Tucker Blackwell. Columbus North shot only two free throws. They hit them both. We're tied at 21. This game a little more testy than I thought it would be, but that being said, I remembered on the way over what J.R. told me about Columbus North, all of their wins this year, and they're 6-12, 2-3 in the league. All of their wins have come on this hardwood. 5:56 to play. They've done little wrong tonight. Patience offensively. There's King, a three ball, no good. Tucker Blackwell skies for the rebound. Defensive RB in the column for Mr. Tucker. Blackwell, and across the timeline he comes. Down on the wing, chance coil, bullet pass inside, and what a play by Clemens. Jalen Clemens, the outstanding sophomore prospect for the Bulldogs, rejected that one and denies chance coil of an easy two.
Yeah, really recovered quickly. Defensive played the blockhead shot.
Bulldogs have had three tonight, and they throw the basketball the way the Panthers do. Van Dievener, good defense by Tucker Blackwell. He thought he got enough hand on the ball, too much of the body, and Tucker picks up the personal foul. I think that's going to be a shooting foul, and it is. Huh?
Yeah, I think I would agree with Tucker Blackwell. Looked like he got all ball.
Van Dievener tried to stutter step his way in after he stole the ball. He'll be at the free throw line. As Van Dievener, one of the three Columbus North scorers tonight, including a three-pointer, and he's now got eight to lead the Bulldogs, and they break ice, and they're on the board here in the second half, and it took them a while to get their first point. They stay on top, 22-21. Columbus North, only a 61% free-throw shooting team. Van Dievener, a 69% tosser, and he hit them both. So the Bulldogs lead it, 23-21. 5:25 to play here in the third quarter. With it is Chance Coyle, right side of the key, hawked over there by Michael Kelly. Columbus North playing man the entire route here tonight under their new head coach. Tucker Blackwell being harassed over there by Trey Vincent, who's done a pretty good job on him defensively. Hunter Lloyd comes out, gets the ball, and now over to Josh Hall, and a grab by Alex King, and that's three personal fouls on Alex King, their top scorer.
Yeah, kind of a silly foul for him to commit it out that way, out beyond the free throw line.
Well, one of the top scorers anyway, Stefan Petersmith, did play in the first half. He hasn't been playing much, and he's averaging 15 and a half a ball game. But I bet it, John, he didn't play 2-3 minutes. Nice move inside by Tucker Blackwell, and somehow he got the roll and fell through. And the Panthers back in a tie again. 23-23, 4:44 to play here in the third in this defensive struggle tonight. Neither team could really get going or any kind of flow offensively. Good defense down on the wing by Phil King against Vincent. He deals it now over to King. Oh, nice move inside. He couldn't get the finish, though. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Columbus North basketball, and Alex King just, talking to himself. Shaking his head. How in the heck did I ever miss that one? Maybe he should have jammed it. Vincent will trigger it out. We got a personal foul called on Hunter Lloyd even before the ball was inbounded. King was trying to release, and Hunter was hanging on him. That is his first personal foul, and all of a sudden, three team fouls on the Southsiders here in the quarter. And again, Vincent looking, and a five-second violation, and a turnover gives the basketball to the South Panthers.
I think Columbus North now 12 turnovers in the ball game.
Well, that's been one of the problems outside of poor free throw shooting, John. They have turned it over nearly 16 times the ball game. 15.8 coming into tonight's game. They had 15 the other night. We're tied at 23, and there's a bad pass stolen away by Kelly. This is a sloppy pass. That's all it was. King down the lane. Got it. Got it. He beat Hall that time. Dandy play that time. And I think they're going to put it on coil. We'll wait and see. But they give the basket, and rightfully so, to Alex King, and he'll try to complete the three-point play.
Foul was on Lloyd.
So Hunter Lloyd picked up the personal foul. In and out, no good, and Hall on the rebound. So we'll take that off of Coyle and put it on Lloyd, and that is two now on Hunter Lloyd. Panthers trail again, 25-23. In the half court, driving, shot missed by Lloyd. Fight for the rebound, cleared out of there by King. Here comes Columbus the other way. Lemons wants Van Dievener to handle the basketball and clears it. Across the timeline goes Nathan, still on the dribble, picking him up now. Coyle, they switch. Coyle goes out and gets King now. Alex King of Columbus North. Deals it over to Flemons. Around the screen, shot blocked beautifully that time by Chance Coyle, and he comes up with a loose ball. Coyle across the timeline. He's got to get going offensively. Only 2 points tonight for Chance. Playing a two-man ball shot. Hunter Lloyd, a three, gives the Panthers the lead. So it took the Panthers a while, but finally Hunter Lloyd guns in a triple, and the Southsiders go in front 26-25. They have held Columbus North to 4 points here in the third, and now it's a missed shot again inside. And they're going to call basket interference against Josh Hall and give the basket to Mitchell Kelly.
That's a gift.
Well, he missed a wide-open bunny. But that being said, Josh Hall got his hand in the net. And you cannot allow that to happen. And it's going to be a mild argument by J.R. Holmes.
Well, two of the officials, they discussed it a little bit before they went ahead and counted the basket.
But count the basket and give it to Mitchell Kelly, his first two of the ball game, and the Panthers with a trailing scale now of 1 point, 27-26. Double-teaming Tucker. He clears it over to Lloyd. Down off the glass, and he rolls it in. Hunter Lloyd starting to score. He's got five in the quarter. Panthers go back and lead by one, 28-27. Lloyd just gave him the lead for the first time since early in the ball game. Offensive foul against King, and that's four. Alex King, their second leading scorer, has just picked up his fourth personal foul here with 2:36 to play in the third quarter.
That's the second charging foul in the game.
So he will be coming out of the ball game, lickety-split, and will leave with 10 points. He's the only double-figure scorer in this ball game. Taking his time now, walking across the line, Tucker Blackwell running the point right now, trying to make a move, and he's called for traveling, and that was a good call.
Seven turnovers for the Panthers.
So South turns it over, gives it right back to Columbus North, who's been struggling with its offense. There wasn't anything about a struggle in the first quarter. They shot 67% and got off to a great start. We'll break for a half minute with 2:19 to play in the third. Paul Ferguson wants to powwow with his Columbus North Bulldogs on our commercial service scoreboard. Panthers lead at 28-27. Back in a half, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Memorial Gymnasium got us a good one here. Not a lot of offense, a lot of defense. Indian Creek, by the way, was that team I was trying to think of. Playing my high school alma mater, Brebeuf Jesuit, in that other semifinal, 3A semifinal with Edgewood playing Lebanon. Brebeuf Jesuit playing Indian Creek, who will be joining the WIC next year. All the way across the board, boys and girls. Conference Indiana activity from Memorial Gymnasium. 2:19 to play. 28-27. Hunter Lloyd has picked it up here in the quarter with 5 points. He's got 11 in the ball game. And the Panthers will play defense, as triggering it out will be Trey Vincent. He hasn't scored a point tonight. He's been averaging about six a ball game. With it is Van Dievener, a double-figure scorer. He's had a nice ball game offensively and defensively. Stephon Petersmith is back in it. Setting the screen. Shot taken. Van Dievener got iron. That's it. Rebounded out of there. Phil King. Here come the Panthers across the line. Phil stopped. Over to Josh Hall. Shot fake. Deals it back out now to King. And King got the pass right back from Hunter Lloyd, and he'll set up the offense. Chance Coyle down on the wing. Over to Josh Hall. Pump fake. No shot against Petersmith. Back it goes, Phil King down on the lane, and they overpass again. Sometimes that's become a problem, and another turnover without a shot. Here comes Columbus North the other way. Ball overhead, and that is Jalen Flemons. Flemons, the defense, loose ball. Let's see, we got a personal foul, and it's going to be nailed on Hunter Lloyd.
Well, it looked like, Joe, he was just going for the loose ball.
Hunter Lloyd's going to be nailed on the personal foul, and that is his third. All of them have come here in the quarter. Remember, John told you South only had three team fouls in the first half. They've had that many on one player here in the second to make it the third quarter. And we still have a minute 25 to play. 28-27 leaders they are, the purple shirts. They'll play defense. As Mitchell Kelly takes the inbounds pass from Trey Vincent. Vincent on the dribble now, goes right to left around the screen. Van Dievener up off the glass, missed the shot, and he's fouled by Chris Bamba got him, I believe. JV's won tonight. They're 18-0. Garrett Hickman had 11. Trey Bamba with 9. Christian Paycheck with 7. Congrats out to Aaron Parker's crew. 33-30 the final. And at the line, Van Dievener.
Well, this guy only hit 69%, man. He's got almost a perfect free throw form.
All of his points here, 3 of them, he's got 10 of the ball game, have come from the line, and he's been nothing but dead center, and he's 4-4. And Columbus North goes back in front, 29-28. Biggest lead, or biggest deficit, if you're listening and rooting for the Panthers, like most of us are. It was 18-11. They overcame that, still trailed at half, 21-19. Leads have been few and far between for the purple shirts tonight. King weaving his way through traffic, deals it over to Tucker Blackwell. Down on the wing, left chance coiled. Down to the baseline now, wings it out. Bamba over to Blackwell, got iron, that's it. Loose ball, rebound. Mitchell Kelly, again, one possession, one shot in Columbus North basketball with 40 seconds to play, and Paul Ferguson up in front of his bench. Wanting a set play called. Kelly leaves it now over to Trey Vincent, down to 31 seconds. It appears they'll go for the final shot. They got a one-point lead. So after trailing by one on two different occasions here in the quarter, and their leading scorer, one of them, Alex King, saddled with 4 personal fouls. There's a loose ball stolen away by Josh Hall. South's got plenty of time. 10 seconds. Ball's already in the half court. Blackwell around a screen by Hall. Down to the glass. Put up a shot. Got it with 2.2 seconds to play. Hunter Blackwell, or Tucker Blackwell, picking up a big field goal to give the Southsiders a 30-29 lead at the end of 3 on our commercial service scoreboard. Well, we go to the fourth and final quarter. And who knows? Bloomington South finally gets the lead back at a quarter stop. We're back in 1 minute with fourth quarter activity. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Fourth and final quarter about to commence. 30-29. Tucker Blackwell gunning one in with 2.3 seconds to play to give the Panthers the lead. And we'll give you the shooting splits here in a second, along with our producer, Jim Ritter, high atop One City Center, Joe Smith and John Callahan, here at Memorial Gymnasium on a Conference Indiana basketball Friday night. Down on the wing, shot taken. Harris, a 3, no good. Rebounded by Clemens, had the ball taken away from him, and Cole King wanted to tie up, and I think he's going to get the short end of the stick and get a personal foul called against him. John, the shooting splits in the third.
Okay, Bloomington South warming up a little bit. They were 5-10. They're up now to 43% from the field, 12-28. Columbus North cooled off. They were just 2-7. They're now 48% shooting from the field for the game.
That foul was on Phil King, his second, and that will send to the line of Flemings. Talk about somebody really struggling from the line this year. And he doesn't show it. I'll just keep my mouth shut. He was a 45% free throw shooter. Now, not that many attempts, but he has labored a bit. But he looked pretty good there and connected on both. They've hit 4 in a row. They've hit 6 of 7 from the free throw line in the second half. And they go back in front. 31-30, seesawing back and forth. Lead changes at every possession, it seems. Tucker Blackwell, Harris by Trey Vincent. Across the timeline he comes. Gets the ball back now. Panthers in the half court as J.D. Harris out on Phil King. Runs into a screen by Chance Coyle. He set it. Now gets the ball. Shoots a 3, and he has struggled tonight big time. Chance has 2 points tonight. 31-30. Harris with the basketball across the timeline over to Jalen Flemings. Getting it is Michael Kelly, or rather Mitchell Kelly. Back over to Harris. Peter Smith is checked back in. Actually, he started the fourth quarter because Alex King is on the bench with four personal fouls. He got number four on a charge, and he picked up two charges in the third quarter and left this ball game with 4:43 to play in the third. So he's been out for a while. And now Columbus North using clock, trying to get somebody open, preserving some time. And a needless foul by Tucker. Yeah, Tucker, you got him. Slapped him from behind. Entry pass into Trey Vincent. And boy, I tell you, that is a one and one time. Two more, and the Bulldogs will be shooting the double bonus. That on Tucker now is his third personal foul.
Again, the Panthers only had a total of 3 fouls in the first half, and they exceeded that by quite a few here in the second half.
Trey Vincent, he's a southpaw in the air, and he got it. He's one of the better free throw shooting teams. Boy, you would have fooled me. 61% of game time this year for Columbus North, and they've missed one free throw tonight. They've hit 8 of 9 in the air, 9 of 10 collectively tonight. First two of the night for Trey Vincent, and now the Bulldogs apply the press, leading by 3. Quickly broken, here comes Tucker, over to Hall, off the glass, count it, and Josh will try to tie this doggone thing up with a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, Panthers did a great job of pushing the ball up the floor.
Beautiful pass by Tucker Blackwell. That was the key, the push quickly. They broke pressure as Columbus North utilized a full-court press with a three-point lead, and Hall makes it a three-point play. And Hall now with 9 points, and we're tied at 33 with 6:33 to play in the ball game. Columbus North has been whistled for only 3 fouls here in the second half, two of them on their star, Alex King, who continues to sit on the bench. Clemens over to Van Dievener. We're tied at 33. Now Tucker Blackwell comes out defensively. South played a little 2-3 zone there in the second quarter, and it served its purpose. Columbus North a bit woeful with their shooting, but they still led 21-19 at halftime. And we got a 5-second, no help that time. And a turnover. Columbus North gives the basketball right back to the Panthers.
15 turnovers now against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's been their average this year. Actually, about 16 a game. It's really killed them. And they're starting to mount. And the Panthers have been doing that to a lot of teams in this 9-game winning streak of theirs. Trying to knock Southport at the top at 5-1 in this league game. Bill King is checked back in. Hall out, gets the ball, deals it over to Phil on the right wing. Tucker comes out and gets it, looking for the three ball, drives the lane, gives it up to Coyle. Chance to struggle offensively tonight, but he's still playing hard defensively. Gets the ball back, goes in the lane, put up a shot, no, and he can't get one to fall tonight. Cleared out of there by Kelly. Here comes Van Dievener the other way. A white-clad, blue and white-shirted Columbus North Bulldogs. Vincent with the basketball, backs it up, still on the dribble, gives it up over to Kelly, double teamed, and a timeout call, and we'll break for a half minute. Paul Ferguson, right where the action was happening, he saw the double team by South, wanted the timeout, got it, and we're tied at 33. On our commercial service scoreboard with 5:28 to play in the ball game, break for a half minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Got the year markings of maybe playing 5 quarters tonight. 33-33, Joe Smith along with John Callahan at Memorial Gymnasium here on the grounds of Columbus North High School. 5:28 to play, John, in regulation. Got a couple of score updates, don't you?
I do indeed. We're in the second quarter now. Bloomington North leading Terre Haute North 17-13. That's with 7:23. Also on the commercial service scoreboard, Edgewood over Eastern at the half, 25-22.
Couple of good ones going on, including this one. Of course, all three Monroe County squads on the road tonight, with North playing at Terre Haute North and Edgewood making the short trip over to Eastern Heights and Salisbury. Columbus North, Paul Ferguson wanted the timeout, got a ball almost stolen away by Coyle. Columbus North working offense now in this 33-33 ball game. Down to 5 minutes to play here in regulation. Mitchell Kelly Shot fake is Vincent around the screen, set up by Clemens. Gets the ball, does Jalen, in the low post, and the ball's knocked out of his arms. Good defense by Coyle. King is checked back in. Loose ball in the paint. Let's see. Kelly threw it and saved it. And now we got a foul call. We got a timeout call by Bloomington South. Let's see who had possession, first of all.
I think it said it went off of Van Diemener.
Well, the Columbus fans are up and storming around. And it was a turnover to Columbus North, and the Panthers have the basketball. No timeout was called. 33-33, Panthers with the basketball now in the half court. With it is Tucker Blackwell, a long three-pointer, got it. Tucker, he's been delivering daggers like that, and he picked a heck of a time to gun in his first three. It came with 4:32 to play, and the Panthers have their biggest lead of the ball game, if you can believe it. 3 points, 36-33, and what do we have?
How long, Coyle? On the hold.
So, Tucker Blackwell himself, the leading three-point shooter. Hunter Lloyd is actually 41%. Paul Ferguson still wanting an explanation from one of the officials, Rick Norris from Greenwood. At the free throw line, well, this is what's keeping them in the ball game. I say keeping them in. It could turn into whether they win or lose this ball game, and they are hitting their free throws out of sight here. Bending the knees, and Clemens is 4 of 4, and now he has 10 points in the ball game, and it's 36-35. Tucker Blackwell had given South its biggest lead of the ball game on that three-pointer, and that's only the second of the night for Bloomington South, who's had a terrible night from behind the line. Down to 4 to play here in the ball game. Panthers trying to scratch one out, and Chance Coyle gives him a three. How about that? Back-to-back triples in Bloomington South, getting their long-range artillery out and firing bullseyes now. 39-35, a four-point lead, the biggest in the ball game for Bloomington South. 3:41 to play. King saddled with four personal fouls. He left with 4.5 to play in the third. He's got to go to work offensively. Has the ball now. Gives it up over to Kelly. Shot fake inside. Jalen Clemens trying to work against Coyle, and he blocked his shot, but Chance got too much of the body, and that's going to be three on Coyle. Well, it's a two-shot foul, but the rest of the way out going to be interesting, John, because the double bonus is now in effect for Bloomington for Columbus North.
Clemens said he was, what, a 45% free throw shooter in game time?
Yeah. He's 4 of 4, bending it, sending it, and rolling it off.
Finally
missed one. 4, 8, 10, 12 of 14 for the ball game. That's his first miss of 5. He hits that one. He's 5 of 6. 13 of 15 from the line for Columbus North. 39-36, a one-possession game. Tucker Blackwell across the timeline, 3:18 to play. Coyle comes out, or rather Hunter Lloyd, comes out and gives it up over to Josh Hall, deals it back down on the wing. Well, you get Tance Coyle now. He gets in one of these streaks of his. Look out. Finally gunned in a three. Back-to-back threes, the last two baskets for Bloomington South. That's given them the biggest lead of the night. Inside 3 minutes to play, and now what have we got? A timeout call? Yep, JR wants to powwow. We'll break for a half minute on our commercial service scoreboard. 2:55 to play in the ball game. Panthers scratching out a three-point lead currently at 39-36. Back in a half minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Along with our producer tonight, Jim Ritter, flipping the dials high atop One City Center on this wintry Friday night. We're in Bartholomew County, Columbus North High School, venerable 7,200-seat Memorial Gymnasium. And we've had us a good one, John, right from the get-go tonight.
We certainly have kind of a grinder, if you will. The Panthers have been really, they're shooting the ball a lot better now. They've hit 3 of 5 behind the line here in the second half after going 0-7 behind the line in the first half. Turnovers have killed Columbus North tonight. They have 16 in the ball game. The Panthers have 8. Panthers again, though, shoot much better here in the second half.
Chance Coyle will be triggering it in. Hey, Phil King, Josh Hall, Tucker Blackwell, and Hunter Lloyd, the five purple shirts. And here we go. Final 2:51 of this ball game. Southside, after JR calls the timeout, 39-36 leaders in the ball in the half court. Hall pole way outside, deals it over to Chance Coyle, rifles it inside. What a play to Phil King.
Boy, somebody went asleep defensively.
Biggest lead of the ball game, 5 points. And this has kind of been the moniker for Columbus North in a tough season for them. They've been in a lot of games only to lose either a gas or concentration or a combination of both. They've been involved in a lot of close games, and now they're on the short end of a five-point ball game. Van Dievener a three. Got it. Well, he got the shooter's roll and the home gym roll, if you will. Well, that cut things real quick. Down to two. South's got to take care of the basketball now. 2 minutes to play. Chance Coyle in the half court. Deals it now over to Hunter Lloyd. Pulled way outside. Defensed over there by Jalen Flemons. Minute 51 to play on the clock. Running down here in the fourth quarter. Panthers with a two-point lead. 41-39. Trying to go to the top, and they throw the doggone pumpkin away. Stolen away by King. Retrieved over there by Kelly. And here comes Columbus North. They were just trailing by five. Here's Alex King. King hasn't scored but one, and he throws the ball away.
I think he thought somebody was going to move toward it.
Wow. There is a big, big turnover. Now what do we got? Somebody called timeout.
Then we got a foul on the backcourt on Van Dievener.
Well, let's wait and see. Yeah, it's going to be on Van Dievener. Deep in the backcourt. Heck, the ball hadn't even reached the timeline. It does now, and that's where Coyle, actually, he'll trigger it in this side of the timeline. Minute 23 to play here. 41-39. Here comes J.D. Harris putting a little speed in, and Van Dievener is out, and Coyle will trigger it out, and he triggers it in to Phil King. And he'll run the point against Harris, who just checked into the ball game. Boy, Phil had a big bucket, didn't he? That gave Panthers a five-point lead, and it quickly dissolved down to where it is now, a two on a three ball by Van Dievener. Tucker gives up the ball over to Smith, or rather to King. Here's Coyle, pass inside, Hall back up over his head. No, got his own rebound, and he's tied up with a foul going to be called on Mitchell Kelly. Got to be a shooting foul. That's got to send Hall to the line, does it not? Looked like it anyway. Nope. No two-shot foul, or is it? Nope, they're going to take it out of bounds. That's only the 15th foul. South has been whistled for 10. Columbus North hitting 14 of 16 from the line tonight, trying to take advantage of the double bonus here the rest of the way. They've been in it since the 3:29 mark, but haven't been able to make any hay, and there's another foul that Columbus North gives up. So the next one will give South an opportunity to go to the free throw line. Knocked off a few seconds, though. We're inside a minute here in regulation. 41-39, South with the basketball, and they'll bring it back across the timeline. Tucker Blackwell, defense by Trey Vincent. Around he goes. Now gives up the ball, Hall, and they spread into their four corners now. Hall goes on one side, and Chance Coyle handles the point. Coming out, getting the ball, Phil King. Down to 36 seconds to play. No shot clock in high school basketball. There is Coyle in the paint, being harassed and finally fouled over there. And the foul is going to be called on Kelly, and that will send the wrong man to the free throw line. Kelly should have looked at the stat book, because Chance Coyle is the best free throw shooter on this Panther team at 87%. And in crunch time, he's been money this year. And he has struggled, but he's come alive here with five late game points, including the back half of a exacta. That one rolls around and falls in. When he and Blackwell hit back-to-back threes to give South its biggest lead in the ball game earlier in the fourth quarter. And now Coyle with 6 points, trying to for his seventh. And both of those were money. And it's back to a four-point lead, 43-29. And here comes Columbus North with 24 seconds to play. King taking too much time dribbling the ball. Finally Good defense in the man-to-man for Bloomington South. Hall out on Vincent. Down to 13. There's a three. Finally shot taken by Van Dievener. Cleared out of there. And Tucker Blackwell got popped on the schnoz. He's all right. And he'll take the long walk at the other end. And Bloomington South is going to survive this basketball game.
They didn't shoot the ball very well tonight, Joe, but they shot it much better in the second half.
Through three quarters, South was 1 of 9 from behind the line. Here's Tucker at the free throw line. His first trip to the stripe in the second half. He's 3 of 5. Tucker in the second half has 7 points and 14 in the ball game. In the air, and he got it.
The Panthers 2 of 3 from behind the arc here in the fourth quarter.
And both of them, Blackwell started it, John, and then Chance Coyle followed it up with a three ball. The only other guy to hit a three tonight has been Hunter Lloyd. All of them have come in the second half as Blackwell ices this ball game with 8 seconds to play. 45-39, the winning streak at 10. And there's a bad pass, and Chance Coyle will just dribble out the clock and miss. Folks, a hard-earned road win here at Memorial Gymnasium as the Panthers pull away in the fourth and final quarter, getting some timely three balls that were not very good to them through three quarters. But Tucker Blackwell and Chance Coyle with back-to-back triples. Some clutch free throw shooting by Chance down the final few seconds of the fourth quarter, and the Panthers win it 45-39. And our post-game show just around the bend, brought to you by Black Lumber and also by Advanced Auto Care. We'll have our report coming up in a couple of minutes from Memorial Gymnasium. Panthers move into a tie for first place in Conference Indiana, now 5-1, 15, make it 16-4 overall, and their 10th straight victory here as we move through February. Back after this two-minute break, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Post-game show just underway. Jim Ritter on the dials, high atop One City Center. Joe Smith, John Callahan here at Memorial Gymnasium. As the Panthers pull away in this highly contested defensive struggle tonight, 45-39, 10 in a row for the purple and white. And co-league leaders in Conference Indiana now as they join Southport at 5-1, atop Conference Indiana. The Southport Cardinals playing tonight, but a non-conference game. Playing against former Panther assistant and girls head coach Chris Byers. He's now in charge of the Warren Central Warriors. Our post-game show brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements. And by Andy and the crew, the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care. For routine vehicle maintenance or repair, see Andy and the gang at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call tomorrow at area code 812-330-1620. Panthers started slowly tonight with their shooting, trailed 12-9. They got down. The biggest deficit of the night was 7 points, 18-11 in the second quarter. Made a little bit of a run and cut it to 2 at half, 21-19. South woke up a little bit. Offense got rolling. Tucker Blackwell, along with Hunter Lloyd and Chance Coyle, getting things unraveled offensively. Panthers ended up leading at the end of 3, 30-29, and outscored Columbus North 15-10 in the final quarter to win it 45-39. Earlier tonight in the JV game, Garrett Hickman with 11, Trey Bamba with 9, and Christian Paycheck with 7. 33-30 over Columbus North is Aaron Parker's crew, now 18-0 on the year. We continue along with our post-game show brought to you in part by Black Lumber. John will have his numbers when we come back to close things out after these timeouts and our post-game awards. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
Back here at Memorial Coliseum, where the Bloomington South Panthers and J.R. Holmes win a grinder tonight, 45-39 over the Columbus North Bulldogs. Panthers shot the ball much better in the second half, warmed up from behind the line. Columbus North continued to trend, turning over the basketball tonight. And the Panthers continue their winning ways. Panthers tonight with two players reaching double figures. Tucker Blackwell with 14 points, 5 of 11 shooting from the field, 1 of 4 behind the line. He was 5 of 7 from the stripe. Hunter Lloyd scores 11 points to reach double figures. He was 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 behind the line, hit both of his free throws. Josh Hall finishing with 9 points on 4 of 6 shooting for the field, hit his lone free throw attempt. Chance Coyle tonight, 7 points and a rebound as he warmed up in the second half, scoring all 7 of those points over the final 16 minutes. And Phil King rounding out the Panthers scoring with 2 points. For the Columbus North Bulldogs, they have 3 players reach double figures, led by Nathan Van Dievener. He finishes with 14 points. Jalen Clemens had 11. Alex King finishing with 10 points. King picked up his third foul in the third quarter, 3:36 remaining in the stanza. Did not score any points in the final quarter, to get finishes with 10 points. Rounding out the Bulldogs scoring, 3 Vincent and Mitchell Kelly each with 2 points. Panthers shooting tonight, 46% from the field, 16 to 35. In the second half, they were 9 of 17 in the second half after going 7 of 18. But probably the bigger story for the Panthers, they went 3 of 5 behind the line after going 0 for 7 behind the stripe in the first half. Panthers finishing to get 3 of 12 behind the line for 25%. They went to the line 12 times, and 10 of those to finish at 83% there. Columbus North, 11 of 24 from the field. Second half, they were only 3 of 10 from the field. Actually, I only took 3 shots in the final quarter. They finished, again, 11 of 24 for 46. They were 4 of 10 behind the line for 40%. Joe's coming in the game time, they were a 61% free throw shooting team. Well, that number's going to go up. They were 13 of 14 from the stripe tonight for 93%. Turnovers, as I mentioned, 18 for Columbus North. The Panthers finishing with 9 turnovers. And the rebounding totals, Columbus North with the advantage in that department. And I'll tell you more about that when we talk about the clean the glass. But the most important statistic of all, Bloomington South Panthers, the win, 45 to 39.
Well, it was indeed. They're 16-4, 10 in a row. They moved to 5-1 in Conference Indiana, the not Southport, as we continue play here in February. We'll be back with all of our postgame awards and our commercial service postgame scoreboard. And final comments from Memorial Gymnasium here on the grounds of Columbus North. Panthers win it in a good one, 45-39. They dig into the defensive bag of tricks for this one. 45-39, they eke one out on the road. Back after these final messages, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. One final time tonight from Memorial Gymnasium on the grounds of Columbus North. It's time to clean the glass. Our top rebounder sponsor, brought to you by Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration, where they don't just clean your glass, they'll clean your whole house. Online at TaylorQualityCleaning.com.
Okay, Joe, on a night where individually there wasn't a lot of rebounds to be had, total of 30 in the ball game. Columbus North had 18 of them, and Bloomington South had 12. But for the Panthers, Josh Hall had 6 of the 12, so he gets the Clean the Glass Award tonight for the Panthers for the team-high 6 boards.
And now it's time for our post-game player of the game, brought to you by Morrison Appliances. They do their homework. They're technicians. They know all the brands inside and out. My golly, they've been there on West Kirkwood, Morrison's Appliance and Service, for decades. Go online at morrisonsappliancesandservice.com.
I tell you, Joe, he didn't really have a great first half tonight, but Chance Coyle really helped him there in the second half as they got back into the ballgame and maintained the lead. Coyle finishing with 7 points and a rebound. Really didn't shoot the ball well tonight, but all 7 points coming in the second half, and he had 5 of them there in the final quarter, so he is our player of the game.
Star of the game brought to you by Clean Machine Car Wash. Your vehicle, give up your vehicle the 5-star treatment. It's going to be nice in the spring, like next weekend. Not this weekend, but next. At least the sun's going to be out. At least I hope so. But we got more snow on the way Sunday and on into the start of the week. But anyway, give your vehicle that 5-star treatment with Clean Machine Laser Wash Touchless In-Bay Automatic Car Wash right there at the 4546 bypass next to Days Inn. They use that Blue Coral solution, the Rain-X Total Vehicle Protectant as well. Clean Machine Car Wash, the best possible wash you can get.
Okay, Joe, it's going to be Tucker Blackwell finishing with 14 points. He had 4 rebounds, shot 5 of 11 from the field, 1 of 4 behind the line, 5 of 7 from the stripe, had 4 assists in the ball game. Also had a couple of steals, but the one assist that he had was a play where they were double-teaming him. It was just beyond the mid-court stripe, and he threw a wonderful pass. I mean, I don't really think he saw Hunter Lloyd. He had an idea where Hunter Lloyd was, and he threw it over to the corner, and Lloyd scored on a basket. That was pretty key of the assist department for Tucker Blackwell, but he is our star of the game.
Don't forget, go live live online streaming of Monroe County High School Sports, made possible by Smithville. Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk coming up after our game. We'll catch you. Fox News here coming up right here in a couple of minutes. Final comments, the JVs win tonight. They're 18-0. Garrett Hickman with 11, Trey Bamba with 9, Christian Paycheck with 7, Aaron Parker's crew 33-30 over Columbus North. Panthers have another week off. You know, I forgot to tell you during the broadcast, they had been off about 10 days. They played Owen Valley, beat them on February 3rd, got back in activity, and, well, they'll go back home and face Perry Meridian to wrap up, hopefully, a Conference Indiana championship next Friday night against the Falcons, who have been struggling. And that's our wild card game. We'll either be there or at Bloomington North as the Cougars take on the Columbus North, the Bulldogs. Time now to close things out with our commercial service scoreboard, John.
Okay, Joe, quick updates here. They're in the fourth quarter, Eastern leading Edgewood 58 to 51. That's with a minute left. They're in the third quarter, Bloomington North leading Terre Haute North 29 to 27. And the B&L Stars, they're going to lose to Brownstown tonight. It's they're in the 74 to 47 at the end of the third quarter, but this will be Brownstown's first win over B&L since the 85-86 season.
Brownstown ranked fourth in Class 3A, and I just thought I'd throw that in there. That wasn't any cupcake they were playing tonight, the Stars, and the game was at Brownstown, was it not?
I believe it was.
There you go. Enough said there. And our commercial service post-game report, compliments of one, John Callahan. That'll about do it from Memorial Gymnasium here in Bartholomew County in the city of Columbus. Panthers, 10 in a row, 16-4. They move into a tie for first place in Conference Indiana at 5-1. The final tonight, 45-39 over the Columbus North Bulldogs. For our producer, Jim Ritter, John Callahan, all of our sponsors, Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk coming up next. You've been listening to South Panther Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and FM and AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone, from Memorial Gymnasium in Columbus.
Coverage of IHSAA basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL has been brought to you by Bloomington Hardware, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, IU Health Bloomington Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, Morrison's Appliances, Clean Machine Car Wash, Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, William Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, People's State Bank, Hilliard Lyons, J&S Locksmith, Commercial Service, Black Lumber, Keller Heating and Air, Smithville, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Jim Stafford Remax Acclaimed Properties, and Taylor Quality Cleaning and Restoration.